I hope you've all enjoyed this first Messy Church of this year. I think the next one's September, so you've got full warning for the next one if you don't want to come to the next one. Anyway, right, so the prodigal son. Until Rob preached on the prodigal son a few weeks ago, and we talked about it in our house group as well, I got entirely the wrong idea of what prodigal meant. Stupid me, should know, being a teaching assistant, I should have looked it up. But I always thought it meant somebody who was being welcomed back, somebody who's been away for a long time. But it actually means extravagantly wasteful. So I never knew that. So it's every day is a school day. So I've read a couple of commentaries as I've been running up to Prodigal Son. And one of them said that the parable should have really been called the running father. It's the father that runs up to the son, and the focus is on the father. That's, you know, it all depends on your view of the parable. So the father forgives his son, runs to him when his son was still quite a long way off. And if we think of the father in the parable as God, then it's obvious to see that God's love and forgiveness is bigger than any sin. And the father welcomes him home with unconditional love. So it made the distinction, and I found this really interesting, between the previous two parables. The lost sheep was one found in 100. The lost coin was one found in 10. But the lost son is personal. It's personal. So if you're lost, it's one on one between each person, each individual, and God. So it said that the younger son can be represented by sinners, the tax collectors that Jesus associated with. And the older son was the Pharisee, seemed perfect on the outside, but on the inside there was a bitter heart. So the son learnt his lesson, came back to his father and to the home he shared with his brother. And he was willing to humble himself and face the backlash when he got back. He didn't know what reception he was going to get when he was walking along the path back home, but he was ready to go back. The father saw him from a long way off, and so it seems he must have been watching him for a long time. So if we see that as God and us, God waits for us. So if you're feeling far from God today, God will spend a lifetime waiting for you along that path. And when you make that decision, God will come running. The Son of Man came to seek the lost, and you must be ready. There is always hope. Psalm 121, verse 3 says, "The one who watches over you will not slumber." God is always watching over our lives. He seeks us. God loves you enough to seek you out. And in John 6, it says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them first." So we see a distinct, the Father comes running towards you because he wants to save you. So if you haven't made that decision yet this morning, do it before you leave. So those are just my few thoughts. Very short, I know, but those were my thoughts this morning. I think Rob said it better than me that morning. He said it really well, and those were just few thoughts that came to mind. So let's pray. Father, the image of you running towards us is a really powerful one. Thank you for never, ever giving up on us, no matter how bad things seem. We pray we can keep on the right path to bring us home, one step closer to you. Amen. Amen. Amen.